Should I go to? I swim a lot. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Nage is the verb, to swim, in the present tense. Go to is the adverb, a lot. The sentence uses the simple present tense, which is used to describe actions that happen habitually or regularly. The verb, nage, is conjugated in the first person singular. J'enseigne ici. I teach here. Breakdown. J slash hi is a contraction of G. Je, I, and le. The, it is used to avoid repetition of the article. Le. Enseigne slash hi means to teach. I slash hi means here. This sentence demonstrates the use of a direct object pronoun and the present tense conjugation of the verb. Enseigner. Bonjour. Hello. This is a common French greeting, equivalent to hello in English. It's a friendly and informal way to start a conversation. Bonjour is a contraction of bonjour, meaning good day. Je m'en suis douté. I suspected it. Breakdown. Je, I, subject pronoun. M, contraction of me, direct object pronoun, and a, prepositional pronoun. A, meaning of it or from it. Si, am, present tense of the verb. Et, to be. Douté, past participle of the verb. Douté, to doubt. Key concepts. Pronoun contraction. M is a contraction of me and a. This is common in French. Prepositional pronoun a acts as a prepositional pronoun, replacing a noun phrase like of it or from it. Past participle. Douté is a past participle, used to form compound tenses. J'ai pris un taxi. I took a taxi. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished. J is the subject pronoun, I. A is the conjugated form of the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, in the passé composé, which agrees with the subject pronoun, I. Pris is the past participle of the verb prendre, to take. Past participles are used with the auxiliary verb avoir to form the passé composé. A is the indefinite article, a, used with masculine singular nouns. Taxi is the noun, taxi, in the masculine singular. So, j'ai pris un taxi means I took a taxi. J'ai pris le taxi. I took the taxi. This sentence uses the passé composé, which is a common verb tense in French that describes completed actions in the past. J'ai is the first person singular form of the avoir, to have, which is the auxiliary verb used in the passé composé. With most verbs, pris is the past participle of the verb prendre, to take. So, the sentence literally translates to, I have taken the taxi. But in English, we would naturally say, I took the taxi. Je fais une sieste. I took a nap. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Thi is the past definite, passé simple, of the verb. Faire. To do, to make, conjugated in the first person singular. The passé simple is a literary tense used less frequently in modern spoken French, but is still common in formal writing. Une is the indefinite article, a, or, an. Sieste is the noun, nap. Key concepts. Past definite tense. The passé simple is a past tense that emphasizes the completion of the action. Indefinite article. The indefinite article. Une indicates that the speaker is referring to a general, unspecified nap.
J'ai pris des risques.
I took risks. Breakdown.
J'ai.
This is the contracted form of
j'ai,
meaning, I have. The
a
is the first person singular conjugation of the verb
avoir.
To have, in the present tense.
Pris.
This is the past participle of the verb
prendre.
To take. Past participles are used in compound tenses, like the passé composé here, and agree in gender and number with the object. Since
risque
are masculine plural,
pris
remains unchanged.
De.
This is the plural form of the definite article.
Le.
Used before a plural noun. Here it is used to specify that multiple risks are being discussed.
Risque.
This is the plural form of the noun.
Risque.
Risk, referring to multiple instances of taking a chance, or a gamble. Key concepts. Passé composé. A common past tense in French, formed with
avoir.
To have, and the past participle of the main verb. Agreement of past participle. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the object when it's used in the passé composé.
J'ai essayé les deux.
I tried both. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. It is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir.
To have, conjugated in the present tense followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb is
a.
The first person singular present tense of
avoir.
And the past participle is
essayé,
which means tried. The pronoun
j
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
a.
The word
le
is the plural definite article, meaning the, and
de
means to. Therefore, the sentence literally translates to I have tried the two, but the idiomatic translation is I tried both.
J'ai essayé de toutes mes forces.
I tried with all my strength. This sentence is in the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past.
The passé composé
is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
conjugated in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb is
a,
and the past participle is
essayé.
J'ai is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb
avoir,
meaning I have.
Essayé
is the past participle of the verb
essayé,
which means to try. de toutes mes forces is a prepositional phrase that modifies the verb essayer. De means of or from. Tout is the feminine plural form of tout, meaning all. Mais is the first person singular possessive adjective, meaning my. Force is the plural form of force, meaning strength. So, the phrase de toute mes forces translates to with all my strength. The entire sentence can be broken down as follows. I, J, have, AI, tried, SAA, with all my strength, the tout's mes forces. J-S-A-A, sir. I tried that. This sentence uses the verb SAA, which means to try. The G is a contraction of je, which means I, and a, which is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb avoir, which means to have. The ça is a pronoun that means that or it. The entire sentence is literally I have tried that. Je comprends. I understand. This is a very simple sentence in French, using the je, I, subject pronoun, and the verb comprendre to understand, conjugated in the present tense. Je comprends is the first person singular form of the verb comprendre, meaning I understand. J'ai compris. I understand. This sentence is simple and straightforward. It uses the J, E, contraction of E, je, which is the subject pronoun for I, followed by the past participle, compris, of the verb comprendre, to understand. The entire phrase is in the present perfect tense, indicating that the action of understanding has already happened. Par. Leave. This is the imperative form of the verb partir, meaning to leave. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions. In this case, it is a direct command to leave. Je veux un chien. I want a dog. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the first person singular pronoun je, I. The verb vouloir to want is conjugated in the present tense for the first person singular, which is the noun chien. Dog is in the singular form. Je veux un ventilateur. I want a fan. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb vouloir, which means to want. The pronoun je is used to represent I. The noun un ventilateur is a masculine singular noun and means a fan. So the entire phrase means, I want a fan. Je veux un boulot. I want a job. Breakdown. J. Je is the subject pronoun meaning, I. You. Ve is the first person singular conjugation of the verb, vouloir, meaning, to want. This is in the present tense. Un. Is the indefinite article meaning a boulot. Boulot is a slang term for job. It is informal and more common in spoken French. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb new agrees in person and number with the subject, g. Indefinite article. is used before a singular masculine noun. Slang. Boulot is a common slang term for job.
J'en veux beaucoup.
I want a lot of it.
J
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
le.
Le refers to a noun that was previously mentioned in the conversation.
Or
is a pronoun that stands in for the previously mentioned noun. It is used here because the noun is an object of the verb.
Vouloir.
To want.
Ve
is the first person singular conjugation of the verb.
Vouloir.
To want, in the present tense.
Beaucoup
is an adverb meaning a lot or many. Here's a more literal translation. I of it want a lot.
Il me faut des faits.
I need facts. Breakdown.
Il.
This is the third person singular masculine pronoun, meaning he or it. In this context, it is used impersonally, similar to one in English.
Me.
This is the first person singular object pronoun, meaning me. It is used here to indicate that the speaker needs something.
For.
This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb.
Falloir.
Which means, to be necessary, or, to need.
De.
This is the plural form of the definite article, de, meaning, some, or, any.
Fair.
This is the plural form of the noun.
Fair.
Meaning, fact. Key concepts. Impersonal use of the pronoun.
Il.
Colon, this is a common construction in French, often used to express a general need or requirement. Direct object pronoun. The object pronoun.
Me.
Directly receives the action of the verb.
Falloir.
Definite article. The use of.
De.
Indicates that the speaker is referring to specific facts.
Je veux une preuve.
I want proof. This sentence is in the first person singular, present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun, meaning I.
Ve
is the first person singular present tense form of the verb.
Vouloir
meaning to want.
Une
is the indefinite article, meaning a or one.
Preuve
is the noun, meaning proof. So, the sentence translates directly to, I want a proof. However, the use of the indefinite article,
une,
suggests that the speaker is not necessarily requesting a specific piece of proof, but rather any proof that would satisfy them.
Je veux cela.
I want those. This sentence is simple, and uses the verb
vouloir.
To want, in the first person singular.
Je veux.
The pronoun.
Ce.
Those, refers to a masculine plural object previously mentioned, or understood in context. The phrase.
Cela.
Literally means, those there, and emphasizes the specific object the speaker wants.
Je veux cela.
I want those ones. This sentence uses the verb
vouloir.
To want, conjugated in the first person singular present tense.
Je veux.
The pronoun.
Celle.
Refers to feminine nouns that have already been mentioned. In this case, the object of desire is plural, so the pronoun is plural as well.
La
is an adverb meaning there or over there, and is used to indicate the location of the desired object.
Je veux partir. I want to leave. Breakdown. Je. This is the pronoun I in the subject form. Ve. This is the present tense form of the verb vouloir, which means to want in the first person singular, I. Partir. This is the infinitive form of the verb partir, which means to leave. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. The verb ve is conjugated to agree with the subject. Je. Infinitive. The infinitive form of the verb partir is used after the verb vouloir to express the desire to perform an action. Partez. Leave. This is a simple imperative verb, meaning it is a command or instruction. Partez is the imperative form of the verb partir. To leave. It is conjugated in the second person plural, meaning it is addressed to multiple people. Je veux m'en aller. I want to leave. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Veux. This is the first person singular conjugation of the verb vouloir, meaning to want. M. This is the indirect object pronoun meaning me. It's the contracted form of me plus R. This is a reflexive pronoun that often indicates from here or away from this place. Aller. This is the infinitive verb meaning to go. This sentence combines want and go to create the meaning of to leave. The use of ma reinforces the idea of movement away from a specific location. Je veux y aller. I want to go there. This sentence is quite straightforward. Let's break it down. Je. This is the subject pronoun I in French. Ve. This is the verb, to want, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular, I. E. This is a pronoun that refers to a place already mentioned in the context. It can be translated as, there, in this instance. Aller. This is the verb, to go, in the infinitive form. Therefore, the entire sentence translates to, I want to go there. Je veux y aller. I want to go there. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb vouloir, which means to want. The pronoun je is used to indicate the subject of the sentence. I. E. is a pronoun that means there in this context and is used to replace the location that is understood. Aller. Is the infinitive form of the verb, to go. The exclamation mark indicates that this is an exclamation. J'ai prévenu Tom. I warned Tom. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have already happened. J is the contraction of je, which means I, and a, which is the first person singular form of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have. Prévenu is the past participle of the verb prévenir. To warn. Tom is the direct object of the verb prévenir. Therefore, the sentence literally translates to, I have warned Tom. However, in English, the passé composé is usually translated with the simple past tense, I warned Tom. J'étais endormi. I was asleep. This sentence is in the parfait tense, which is used to describe actions or states that were happening in the past. Breakdown. J is the contracted form of je, I, and était, was. Endormi is the past participle of the verb s'endormir, to fall asleep. Therefore, the sentence translates to I was asleep and describes a state of being in the past. J'étais endormi. I was asleep. Breakdown. J'étais. J'étais. Colon, this is the imperfect tense of the verb être, to be conjugated in the first person singular. It indicates a past action or state that was ongoing or habitual. Endormi. Endormi. Colon, this is the feminine past participle of the verb endormir, to fall asleep. It functions as an adjective here, describing the subject, I. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. This tense is used to describe past actions or states that were ongoing or habitual. Past participle. Past participles are used to form compound tenses in French. In this case, it is used as an adjective to describe the subject. Agreement. In French, adjectives must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Here, endormi is feminine to agree with the subject, I. J'étais frappé. I was struck. The sentence j'étais frappé is in the past perfect tense, which indicates an action that was completed before another action in the past. J is a contraction of the pronoun je, I, and the auxiliary verb have. Été is the past participle of the verb être, to be. Frappé is the past participle of the verb frapper, to strike. The past participle frapper agrees in gender and number with the subject je. In this case, the subject is singular and masculine, so the participle is frappé. J'étais frappé. I was struck. The sentence uses the passé composé, past perfect tense, which is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the past tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle of frapper, to strike, is frapper, which agrees in gender with the subject pronoun je, I. J'étais brûlé. I have been burned. This sentence is in the passé composé, which is the French equivalent of the English present perfect tense. It is used to describe an action that happened in the past and has an impact on the present. J. Colon, this is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have. A. Colon, this is the present tense of the verb avoir, to have, which is used as an auxiliary verb in the passé composé. Été. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb être, to be. Brûlé. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb brûlé, to burn. The passé composé is formed by conjugating the auxiliary verb avoir or être
in the present tense, and then adding the past participle of the main verb. The auxiliary verb et is used with verbs of movement or change of state, such as venir, to come, or devenir, to become. The sentence j'ai été brûlé literally means, I have been burned. This implies that the speaker has been burned at some point in the past, and that the burn is still affecting them in the present. J'ai été brûlé. I was burned. Breakdown. J is the contraction of je, I, and e. Have été is the past participle of the verb être to be, conjugated in the passé composé, indicating a completed action in the past. Brûlé is the past participle of the verb brûlé, to burn, in the feminine singular form, agreeing with the subject. Je. Key concepts. Past participle agreement. The past participle brûlé agrees in gender and number with the subject. Je. Which is feminine singular. Passé composé. This tense is used to describe an action that has been completed in the past. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir or être, followed by the past participle of the main verb. Contractions. The contraction j for je plus e is common in spoken and written French. Lâche-toi. Let loose. This is an imperative verb in the familiar form, meaning it's telling someone to do something directly. It uses the verb lâcher, which means to let go or to release. The pronoun toi means you, but is used in the informal familiar form. It's like saying you to a close friend or family member. Lâche-toi can be translated literally as let go of yourself or release yourself. It is an idiomatic expression meaning to relax, to let your hair down, or to have fun, essentially to let loose and enjoy yourself. Umasake. I was kicked out. U is the third person singular form of the pronoun. U. One, people, they, and functions as the subject of the sentence. M is the contracted form of me, and serves as the indirect object of the verb. Asake. Asake is the past participle of the verb. Sake. To kick out, to sack, to fire. It is conjugated in the masculine singular form. In this sentence it is used as a past participle used in the passive voice with the auxiliary verb avoir. To have. On m'a tendu un piège. I was tricked. Breakdown. O. This is the third person singular pronoun, one, used impersonally, meaning they or people. M. This is the contracted form of m plus a, which is the third person singular direct object pronoun, me. A. This is the past participle of the verb avoir, to have, which is used in the passive voice. Tendu. This is the past participle of the verb tender, to set, to extend, used here in the past participle form. This is the indefinite article, or an. Piège. This is a noun meaning trap or trick. Explanation. The sentence is in the passive voice, meaning that the action is being done to the subject rather than by the subject. The subject, me, is being acted upon by an unspecified agent. The phrase can be translated more literally as, a trap was set for me, but the most natural English translation is, I was tricked. The verb, tender, is often used with the word, pige, to mean, to trick, or, to set a trap.
J'étais essoufflé.
I was lonely.
J'étais
is the imperfect tense of the verb
être.
To be, conjugated in the first person singular, I. It indicates a past state, or action that continued for a period of time.
Essoufflé
is an adjective meaning, lonely.
J'étais essoufflé.
I was lonely. This sentence is in the
passé composé,
which is the past tense used for completed actions in the past. The
passé composé
is formed with the auxiliary verb
être,
to be, and the past participle of the main verb
j,
is the contracted form of
je,
I, and
était. Était
is the
imparfait,
imperfect form of the verb
être,
which is used to describe a state or condition in the past.
Essoufflé
is the feminine form of the adjective
essoufflé.
Lonely. The sentence literally translates to, I was alone, but it is often translated as, I was lonely, to convey the feeling of solitude.
On m'a volé.
I was robbed. Breakdown.
On.
Ou. Is a pronoun meaning, one, but in this context, it functions as a passive voice indicator, similar to, it, in English. Emma, this is a contracted form of the verb avoir.
Avoir.
To have, and the pronoun me.
Me.
In this case, avoir is conjugated in the past tense, indicating a completed action.
Voler.
Voler. Is the past participle of the verb voler.
Voler.
To steal. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the object of the verb, which in this case is the speaker. The sentence is structured using the passive voice, which emphasizes the action of being robbed rather than the person who committed the act.
J'ai été volé.
I was robbed. The sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished.
J
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
et.
Have.
Été
is the past participle of the verb
être.
To be.
Volé
is the past participle of the verb
voler.
To steal. The structure of the
passé composé
is
auxiliary verb
plus
past participle.
The auxiliary verb
avoir
to have is used with most verbs, while the verb
être
to be is used with certain verbs, including reflexive verbs, verbs of motion, and verbs that indicate a change of state. In this case, the
passé composé
is used with the verb
voler
because it is a reflexive verb. The literal translation of the sentence is, I have been stolen. However, this is not the idiomatic way to translate it into English. The English translation is, I was robbed.
J'ai été cambriolé.
I was robbed. The sentence uses the
passé composé,
which is a common way to describe completed actions in the past. Here's a breakdown. G is the contraction of je, meaning I, and the e, which is the first person singular conjugation of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have. Été is the past participle of the verb être. To be. In this case, it is used with the auxiliary verb avoir. To form the passé composé. Cambrioler is the past participle of the verb cambrioler. To rob. So, the full translation of the sentence is I have been robbed. But in English, we use the past tense, was, instead of the present perfect, have been, when describing a completed action in the past, so we translate it as, I was robbed. J'ai été cambriolé. I was robbed. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past, and are completed. J is the contraction of je, I, and e. Have, the auxiliary verb in this case. Été is the past participle of the verb être. To be, which is used in conjunction with the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, in the passé composé. For verbs of motion and state, cambrioler is the past participle of the verb cambrioler. To rob, which is conjugated according to the gender and number of the subject, feminine singular in this case. This sentence also demonstrates the use of the reflexive pronoun me in the passé composé, which is used to express that the action was performed on the subject. J'ai été remué. I was moved. Breakdown. J is a contraction of je, I, and e. Have. This is the first person singular of the present perfect tense of the verb avoir. To have, the a portion changes based on the subject, so for you, it would be as. For he, it would be a. For we, it would be avoir. And so on. Été is the past participle of the verb être. To be. Past participles are verb forms that are often used to form compound tenses. Remué is the past participle of the verb remué. To move. This is a common French grammatical structure called the passé composé, or compound past. In English it is equivalent to the present perfect tense. It uses the auxiliary verb to have, or to be, combined with the past participle of the main verb. The meaning is that something caused the speaker to feel emotional. The speaker was moved by something. J'ai été remué. I was moved. Breakdown. J. Colon, this is the contraction of je, I, and e. Have. Été. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb être. To be. It is used in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished. Remué. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb remué. To move. It is used as an adjective in this sentence, describing the state of the speaker. Key concepts. Passé composé. This tense is formed using the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, or
et. To be, plus the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb, et, is used because the main verb, remuer, is intransitive and refers to a change of state. Agreement of past participles, in the passé composé with, et. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the subject of the verb. Since the subject is je, I, which is feminine singular, the past participle, remuer, is also feminine singular. À terre. To the ground. This is a simple imperative command, meaning, get to the ground. It is used in situations where someone needs to take cover quickly, for example, during a military drill, or a dangerous situation. À terre. Literally translates to the ground, but in this context, it functions as a direct command. J'ai été secoué. I was shaken. The sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now completed. J is the contraction of je, I, and e. Have été is the past participle of être. To be secoué is the past participle of secoué. To shake. The entire sentence structure is subject plus avoir plus past participle. J'ai été secoué. I was shaken. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have already happened in the past. The verb être to be is used as the auxiliary verb, which is required for verbs that change their past participle depending on the gender and number of the subject. The past participle of secoué to shake is secoué, which agrees in gender and number with the subject. Je, I, which is feminine singular.
J'avais envie de dormir.
I wanted to sleep. This sentence is in the
imparfait,
which is a past tense in French that expresses an ongoing action or a state of being in the past. It's often used to describe things that were happening regularly or habitually.
J
is the contracted form of
je,
meaning I.
Avait
is the
imparfait
form of the verb
avoir,
meaning to have.
Envie
is a noun meaning desire or urge. De is a preposition meaning of or to.
Dormir
is the infinitive form of the verb to sleep. The entire phrase translates to I had a desire to sleep, or more simply, I wanted to sleep.
J'ai été prévenu.
I have been warned. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is a common way to express a completed action in the past. It is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
conjugated in the present tense followed by the past participle of the main verb. Here's a breakdown. J is the contracted form of
je,
the subject pronoun I. AI is the present tense conjugation of
avoir.
To have, in the first person singular. Été is the past participle of the verb
être.
To be, prévenu is the past participle of the verb
prévenir.
To warn. The sentence literally translates to, I have been warned.
J'ai été prévenu.
I have been warned. Breakdown. J is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have été is the past participle of the verb être. To be prévenu is the past participle of the verb
prévenir.
To warn. It is in the feminine singular form to agree with the subject. Je. I. Key concepts. Contractions. J. Is a common contraction in French, combining. Je. And. A. Past participle agreement. In French, the past participle of verbs conjugated with. Avoir. To have, agrees in gender and number with the direct object, if it precedes the verb. Here, the direct object is je, I, so the past participle
prévenu
is in the feminine singular form. Passive voice. The sentence is in the passive voice, meaning the subject is the one being acted upon, not the one performing the action. The verb être. To be, is used to form the passive voice.
On m'a prévenu.
I was warned. The sentence uses the
passé composé.
Past perfect tense, formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir.
To have, in the third person singular.
A.
And the past participle.
Prévenu.
Warned.
O
is a pronoun that means one, they, or people. In this case, it's used here impersonally, indicating that the warning came from an unspecified source. The sentence is a simple statement of fact, conveying that the speaker received a warning prior to the moment of speaking.
O m'a prévenu.
I was warned. Breakdown.
O
is the third person singular pronoun, one, or they, but it is used here to indicate an unspecified, or unknown person, or group.
M
is the contracted form of
me
plus
a,
meaning to me.
A
is the third person singular of the verb
avoir.
To have, in the past participle.
Prévenu
is the past participle of the verb
prévenir.
To warn. Key concepts. The passive voice is used here, meaning the subject of the sentence is the receiver of the action, rather than the doer. The person who warned is not specified. The contracted form.
M
is used for a more natural and flowing sound in spoken French.
Je l'ai pesé.
I weighed it.
Je
is the pronoun I, and it is in the subject position.
Elle
is a contracted form of
le,
which is the definite article, the, and
il,
which is the masculine pronoun, he slash it. This object pronoun is in the direct object position.
A
is the first person singular conjugation of the verb
avoir.
To have, which is used in the present tense.
Peser
is the past participle of the verb
peser.
To weigh. The past participle is used to form the passé composé tense, which indicates that the action is completed. So, the verb
peser
is the past composed tense of the verb
peser
in the first person singular.
J'y suis allé deux fois.
I went there twice. Breakdown.
J'y.
This is a contraction of the pronoun
Je.
I and the verb.
E.
There.
See.
This is the present tense conjugation of the verb.
Et.
To be, in the first person singular, I.
Aller.
This is the past participle of the verb.
Aller.
To go. In this context, it's used with the verb.
Être.
To form the past tense, specifically the
passé composé.
Compound past.
De.
This means, to.
Fois.
This means, times. Key concepts.
Passé composé.
This is a common past tense in French, formed by conjugating the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
To have, or.
Être.
To be, in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb.
E.
This pronoun means, there, and can be used to avoid repetition of a previously mentioned place.
Au sol.
To the ground. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command.
The verb
au is a preposition meaning to or at.
Sol
is the noun, ground. So the complete phrase translates to the ground.
Je m'y suis rendu à deux reprises.
I went there twice. Breakdown.
Je.
I, subject pronoun.
M.
Me, object pronoun, contraction of.
Me.
Plus.
A.
E.
There,
adverb of place.
Si.
Am, first person singular present tense of the verb.
Et.
To be.
Rendu.
Gone, past participle of the verb.
Rend.
To go.
A.
To, preposition indicating destination.
De.
To, number.
Reprise.
Times, noun. Key concepts. Object pronoun placement. The object pronoun.
M.
Is placed before the verb.
Si.
For emphasis. Past participle agreement. The past participle.
Rendu.
Agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun.
M.
Adverb of place. The adverb of place.
E.
Refers back to a previously mentioned location. Idiomatic expression. The phrase.
À deux reprises
is a common idiom in French that means twice.
Je m'y suis rendu à deux reprises.
I went there twice. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
M.
This is the contracted form of.
Me.
Plus.
E.
To it, there, etc. It indicates that the speaker is going to a place previously mentioned, or to a place that is understood from the context.
Suis rendu.
This is the past participle of the verb.
Rend.
To go, to return. It is in the feminine singular form, because the subject pronoun.
Je.
Is feminine.
À deux reprises.
This means, twice.
À.
Is a preposition meaning, to, or, at.
De.
Means, to, and.
Reprise.
Means, times. Key concepts. Contraction.
M.
Is a contraction of two words, which is common in French. Past participle. The past participle,
rendu,
is used to form the past tense in this sentence. Agreement, The past participle.
Rendu.
Agrees in gender and number with the subject pronoun.
Je.
J'y suis allé deux fois.
I went there twice.
J'y
is the contraction of
je,
I, and
y.
There.
Suis
is the present tense of the verb
être.
To be conjugated in the first person singular.
Aller
is the past participle of the verb
aller.
To go, which is used here with the auxiliary verb
être.
To form the passé composé tense.
De
means to.
Fois
means times. The sentence translates to, I went there twice.
Je me battrai.
I will fight. This sentence uses the future tense of the verb.
Se battre.
To fight.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Me
is the reflexive pronoun, meaning myself, and indicating that the action of fighting is done to oneself.
Battre
is the future tense conjugation of the verb
se battre
in the first person singular.
J'apprendrai.
I will learn. This is a simple sentence in the future tense. J is the contracted form of G.
Je.
I, and
apprendre
is the future tense of the verb
apprendre.
To learn. This sentence demonstrates the future tense conjugation for the first person singular, which is formed by adding
et
to the stem of the verb.